Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. McCarran Farm Talk on Thursday got an update on the sugar beet harvest with Harrison Weber of the Red River Valley Sugar Beet Growers Association.
North Dakota sugar beets 19% harvested, Minnesota 17%, well behind the 87% last year and the 57% average. So let's talk about this sugar beet harvest with the executive director for the Red River Valley Sugar Beet Growers, Harrison Weber. How are you doing today?
Hey, Mick. I'm doing good, my friend. How are you?
No complaints, but then I'm indoors today. It's kind of like a November day, isn't it?
Yeah, we would we'd appreciate a little sunlight right now, that's for sure. The wind's okay, but we need a little heat with that.
Yeah, to get it to feel normal. But cool temperatures, though, cooling down the roots, those sugar beets themselves, isn't this a good thing?
Yeah, well, you know, that's part of our delay, Mick. We needed, our first week, we traditionally start on October 1st, and we were delayed a week, 10 days there. And that was just due to excessive heats, and we needed our root temperature to get below 55 degrees before we could start putting those in our big piles up and down the valley. And now we got that. We got a little cooler temperatures, but the rain came with it, unfortunately.
Indeed. So I'm sure there are some people who are able to, but, you know, I see on social media trucks getting pulled and whatnot. And so are there beets being lifted today somewhere, or is everybody shut down?
I believe everybody is shut down today, Mick. You know, yesterday, let's see here. Yeah, I got to get my days and nights straight again here. On Tuesday, we started up at about 8 o'clock in the morning, and then we kind of shut down. At least at our farm, we quit at 6 a.m. Due to rain. And then as you move north in the valley, just an hour, 2 or 3 hours later, everybody else kind of got shut down. We got, you know, a good strong 1 to 2 inches up and down the valley, and that was just too much. So I think we're kind of hoping for maybe some areas tomorrow, but probably Saturday is what we're kind of looking at for getting back out there and getting some more of these into the pile.
At this point, because of no hard freeze, no blizzard in the forecast this time, not much anxiety with the somewhat delayed or late sugar beet harvest?
Oh, I wouldn't quite say that. You know, guys are always anxious to get the crop out of the ground and into the pile. You know, we don't want to count the chickens before they hatch. And so I think we got an okay crop coming. You know, this moisture certainly helped. Those taproots sure went down into the ground real deep this summer when it was dry, and all we needed was a rain or two. And now we've got it, and we're seeing our tonnage rise. The sugar percentage obviously is going to go down a little bit, but our total recoverable sugar per acre is going to go up. That's just kind of what form is that going to be in? Is that going to be in the form of weight, or is that going to be form in sugar? And so, you know, I think we got a good crop coming, but yeah, no, there's definitely a little anxiety out there. The forecast sure looks good, so that helps, but we want to get this crop out of the ground and into the piles.
Again, that was Harrison Weber, the Red River Valley Sugar Beet Growers. This is Inside Agriculture.